Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line, live in New York. Thane, good morning. Welcome back to KDK Radio.
Good morning to you, Larry and Kevin.
Many people are asking, if the president can't actually be removed in time between now and the inauguration next week, why go through this process? So at 4:20 yesterday, the House votes to impeach him. What does that mean and what goes on next?
Good question. Remember, there was first original talk that he would just be asked to be removed under the 25th Amendment. The problem with that was that amendment is really there for a specific reason, not to deal with misconduct, but with incapacity. And that wasn't necessarily what was here. And Vice President Pence didn't want to go down that route anyway. So everyone then said, well, the impeachment is the only route to go, because that is what really the Democrats want to see happen, which is to prevent President Trump from ever running for public life and political office again. That you could get through an impeachment as long as the Senate convicted the president, and then they voted additionally to say that he would be prevented from running for office again. So that's where we are now. A Senate trial is the next step, but the real interesting question is, can you try a private citizen who once was the president of the United States, but is no longer the president of the United States, for a Senate impeachment trial that would essentially convict a private citizen who's already been removed from office because his term ended? And that is never been done, as everything is else with President Trump. Everything's unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever been done. The founding fathers contemplated impeachment for the purposes of removal, but he'll be removed. And Mitch McConnell has said that no trial can commence until after inauguration. It raises the question, why did they go through with it if they couldn't actually do it before the time it would actually make the most sense? That doesn't mean they won't try to have this trial, but I suspect the president's lawyers and the Senate trial would file a motion to dismiss and say, give me a break. The remedy that is being requested here has already happened. So no, my client you can't be prosecuted in a Senate trial for impeachment to be removed from office because he's now a private citizen.
That's a great point, because you're the only person that I've heard so far or read bring that up. Is this all just a moot point? Is this just personal? Because there's nothing that can happen to him once the clock strikes noon on January 20th, because Joe Biden is the president, and the voters have spoken, and they pretty much impeached him, I guess you could say, on November 3rd.
Yeah, it's even worse than that, because after the impeachment in the House, the Speaker of the House at that point normally would seek another resolution. And that second resolution is to move the article of impeachment to the Senate. It doesn't automatically go there. You have to actually have another procedural vote. She didn't have it. She put it in her pocket. She could have done that yesterday, which would have immediately advanced it. Now, of course, she was told by Mitch McConnell that he's not going to reconvene the Senate anyway, so good luck to you. I'm not doing anything until after the inauguration. But she didn't even begin the process. Remember, the last impeachment, the president was impeached on two articles of confederation, and she held it. She didn't send it either. She waited 30 days,
right.
And then she sent it to the Senate. Of course, she had all the time in the world for that trial. So that makes you think that she never really intended to send it to the Senate, that she, at this point, was satisfied just to embarrass the president by making him only the first president in American history to be impeached twice.
Well, I have a question. We're with CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum about that impeachment before. Many may say, well, if he was impeached before, what was the end result? Because to us, nothing changed.
That's right. Well, that's because it only takes a majority vote in the House to impeach a president. That's all it takes, more than 50%. It takes a two-thirds vote to convict the president of those articles of impeachment in the Senate, which is why, among other reasons, he had a majority of senators in the Senate. So even last time, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that if the senators all voted together by party, President Trump would not be removed that time. And again, it's just a much higher burden here. The House is the majority is controlled by the Democrats, and they only needed a simple majority vote. What happened? You know, so then you say to yourself, well, then these things serve the impeachment purpose as just to be impeached in the House is all that they're looking for, that they're not expecting in both instances to have actually removed President Trump from office through the impeachment process, which again speaks to the idea that it was really intended to send a very, very strong message. The problem is the founding fathers treated impeachment as a very, very extraordinary measure, not the sort of thing you use all the time. And the fact that it was used again so recent after the last one, and only a week or two before the president leaves office, there is a concern that now impeachments are part of our lives, and every president is going to expect to get impeached at least once, and maybe not removed from office.
Wow, and some of this impeachment they're saying is maybe more personal, or to limit what he can do after he leaves office, like not limit his access to any campaign contributions that he may have left over, or keep security detail from him. Could we actually have a former president of the United States with no Secret Service detail?
A man is innocent, a woman is innocent until proven guilty. There's no trial. All we have, remember, an impeachment is really just an indictment. It's like going before a grand jury and being indicted, and then they set up a trial against you, right? We generally, in the public sphere, we don't say that people who were indicted for crimes and never were convicted for them should be punished and go to jail. They didn't get convicted. They were just merely indicted. It's not great. It's a blemish on your life. Everybody knows that you were indicted, but you were acquitted at trial. So I'm not sure how they would actually use the impeachment vote itself to create the kind of havoc in the president's life that they want. I just don't see that.
Well, we're breaking new legal ground again. Legal analyst with CBS, Thane Rosenbaum. Appreciate your insight and input. Thank you. You brought a perspective we didn't hear before.
Well, thank you both. I always enjoy hearing your voices.
Yeah, great stuff.
Have a great day. Thank you.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.